You are hearing two different bass players, and that's all. Just two bass players. Mohini Day is one of them. Federico Malaman is the other. They can play. Man, talk about awesome. All right. How about a little bit of leadership? Yes, indeed. Leadership, leadership, leadership. We were talking about ways to go about discovering our blind spots so that we can reach our ministry potential. Have any of you leaders, particularly ministry leaders, ever found yourselves in a predicament where something went wrong and maybe something was going wrong for quite some time? And you just said, well, you know what? I'm ready to call it quits. Forget about it. This is crazy. This is madness. Or maybe you just said, you know what? Maybe you didn't even go through it that way. Maybe you just blew up. And after the fact, you either said, well, you know what? Just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But sometimes you may have looked back on it and said, oh, man. I really blew it that time. I messed up. Here's the thing. We've got to accept the fact that whether we're in ministry or not, whether we're in leadership or not, in all honesty, we have emotions. But we need to realize that just because we are in leadership position, that does not mean our emotions go away. We don't stop being emotional creatures just because we move into leadership positions. We are created with emotions. We are born with emotions. And we see babies expressing emotion. I'm talking young, young, young babies expressing emotion. Very often, of course, one of the earlier emotions that we'll see will be an emotion that lets us know they're distressed, they're upset. You know, the diaper hadn't been changed soon enough, or they haven't been given them milk soon enough. And they begin to let us know, hey, I'm upset here. I'm stressing. I need you to take care of me. Emotions. And it doesn't matter how old we get, we never lose our emotions. The ability to experience sadness, the ability to experience gladness, the ability to experience anger, the ability to experience peace, the ability to experience depression, the ability to experience overriding joy. Emotions, emotions, emotions. We can be exasperated. We can be elated. And we need to accept the fact that the emotions are there, and we need to know how to identify them. We need to know how to acknowledge them. We need to know how to manage them. And some of those, these are some of the things that we've been talking about as we looked at how we as leaders can become more effective leaders, and right now by focusing on becoming more emotionally mature. So we talked about the importance of guarding our hearts so that we don't let stuff in that doesn't need to be in us. We talked about labeling what we feel. You heard me call out those names. You heard me say exasperated, elated, sadness, gladness. Those are some of the labels, some of the emotional labels that we need to be aware of so that we can say specifically what we are feeling. You know, I was talking a little bit earlier about the person who has some physical disorder that's really just harassing them. And so often, if we have something that's going on, some type of disorder that's really causing us problems, and we don't know what it is, that lack of knowledge can be so aggravating. It can be so disturbing. And something about just being able to put a name on it. Well, it can be the same way when it comes to our emotions. We know that something's pent up inside. It does not feel good. A lot of times being able to put a name on it, being able to say what emotion we're experiencing can be very, very helpful, particularly when it comes to helping us move towards being able to control our emotions. So we need to be aware of our emotions. But remember, I said we also need to be practicing the skill of being aware of other people's emotions. This has partly to do with caring about other people. But it also has to do with, number one, helping us get to the point where we recognize their emotions. And just like we are able to label our own emotions, that can move us towards doing something to help ourselves by more skillfully managing our emotions. If we recognize the emotions that other people are experiencing, it might put us in a better position to help them. So we also talked about the importance of being able to identify the intensity of our feelings. We really do need to know whether we're just a little upset or whether we are extremely angry. We talked about managing our emotions. And one of the things is when it comes to managing our emotions, particularly for Christian leaders who are following the ways of Christ, it's important that we learn to manage our emotions and then be led by the Spirit of God instead of being led by our feelings. So be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. The Apostle Paul went on to say, be filled with the Spirit. And very often that word filled has more to do with just being full of. It also means to be led by. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul listed the acts of the flesh, and we talked about those. Remember those. Now, bringing us back to the point where we left off the last time we talked about this. Learn from our emotions. As we interact with God and with other people, we will have emotional responses. When appropriate, consider the underlying cause of what you're feeling. Are these emotions telling you the truth, or are they deceiving you in some way? Could it be that God is stirring in you something new? Speaking of God and emotions, have any of you ever been angry at God? I mean, really, really mad at him. I don't mean just a little disappointed. I mean mad at him. Whether you said ugly things or not, just looking at what was, you know, when you stopped, you sat down, you got quiet, and you really, really thought about what you were feeling inside as you realized that you had been praying to God about the situation that was really troubling you, and there was still time for the situation to be turned around, but it was not turned around. Ever find yourself really, really angry at God? How did you handle it? Do you think that it's a good idea for us to get angry at God the way we sometimes get angry at people? Do you think that maybe there's a better approach? Do you think that part of our journey of becoming more emotionally mature and more spiritually mature should lead to a readiness to say to God, you know what? I really don't have any justification for becoming angry at someone as great and as superior as you are. I need to accept that I don't always know why you make the decisions that you make. I don't always know why you don't come around to doing things my way. But I do know this. You know much more than I know. Your wisdom is far greater than mine. And I do know that you are the creator and I am the created. And if indeed we're born again, we acknowledge to God, you are my father. I am your child, and not the other way around. And you are superior to my biological parents who I've had before. They might make mistakes from time to time, but you don't make mistakes. I think that it would be better for me to grow to the point where I stop getting angry at you. That's one way that we really can learn from our emotions. Is God stirring in us something new, even through a great disappointment? In what ways might our feelings be masking something important? Is our emotional reaction appropriate to what happened? Or did we go further than we needed to go with our emotional response, than that action really called for? What does your response to your emotions say about you? What might they suggest about your spiritual life? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I think it's worth looking at. We're going to be talking some more about leadership. Isn't it interesting how when we're really, really willing and ready to go deep into ourselves to see where we really are, that we can learn so much about ourselves and put ourselves in position as a result to do some more growing. And as we grow more, we begin to set a better example for other people who are watching us. They can do some growing, motivated by the growth they see in us. And as a result, we have a positive impact on more than just ourselves. That, ladies and gentlemen, truly is another great way to let some of life's best moments come through each one of us, including you. Till next time, here's more Mohini Day. The top of 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 the top of